All right, Vikings fans, at Kaplan NFL is where you can find information from Adam Kaplan. He's got his finger on the pulse of the NFL. That's why he's here at the owners' meeting. Hey, Adam, how's it going, man?
Good to see you, my friend.
It's good to see you, too. The last time we chatted was the Combine.
Yes.
We had a quarterback situation to talk about.
Correct.
It has since been resolved, and it'll be Kirk Cousins under center for the Vikings. Your thoughts?
Correct. It's what we thought would happen. Yeah. Both sides wanted to do business with each other. They are for at least 3 years. And now that that situation is taken care of, now they could look toward other positions, which they've done in free agency, and then obviously to the draft. So free agency generally is something where you hit your needs. You can't hit all of them.
Yeah.
And then you kind of restock with the draft. And the good thing with the Vikings is they already had a great roster. But they want to resolve the quarterback situation. They wanted to fortify their defensive line. They've done that. They now could look at a couple things in the draft. But this roster is loaded going forward.
Yeah, it is. And you hope for it to be more loaded when you draft, right? And when you're a team that doesn't have a lot of holes to plug, what does that allow you to do in the draft?
Yeah, because then, especially when you're picking late, you don't have to go for a specific position. Although, I would argue if there's a position of need, it's clearly offensive line. They probably need to add two, as we talk right now at the owners' meetings. One way or the other, I think they'll probably do that. Whether it's rested for agency or the draft, they need to do that. But the other position is they didn't get the athlete at tight end. I expected them to look into getting maybe someone like Trey Burton or another what we call move tight end. I think they needed to get an athlete at tight end. But other than that, they are so stocked. And I think all systems are go as we go forward here to make one more big step with the roster.
You know, as good as this Vikings defense has been since Mike Zimmer arrived, and they've added a lot of good players and they inherited a lot of good players, the three technique spot has really been one where Coach Zim and his staff have had to kind of make it work with different guys, right? They made it work really well with Tom Johnson last season. He played really well for the Vikings. But now it's a new three technique. It's Sheldon Richardson. He signed, comes over from Seattle. What was your opinion on that?
It's rare to have a player like this in his prime become a free agent, and let alone to get him on a one-year deal. And it's kind of what we call sort of like a make-good contract, although this one's for $8 million. But what it is, it's a one-year prove-it deal for Richardson. He didn't get the kind of deal that he was expecting. The Seahawks, I'm told, offered a multi-year deal, but it wasn't quite the money he wanted. So he signs with a team that has a chance, a very good chance, to get to the Super Bowl. And he's playing in a position that takes advantage of his athleticism, that three-technique tackle. And he gets upfield. He's got that rare athleticism, Mike, for that position, and that's a great signing. I was kind of surprised when word started to leak out that he was leaning towards signing there. And it's another great job by Rick Spielman and George Payton.
You're being very bullish on our team right now, Adam. Yeah. I mean, you're very good at being analytical and poking holes in things, and you're not poking many holes right now.
No. Mike, the one issue is the offensive line. I think that's something that they probably have two holes, I think, the offensive line. And we know when you spend this type of money on a quarterback, you want to protect him. And that's something that they're going to have to do. But you don't have to deal with a first-round pick, but you want to get some younger developmental players on your offensive line. And the other good thing is, the more and more we go through free agency now, we're late in March here, the less you have to pay for contracts.
Yeah.
If the Vikings want to go back to free agency, those prices are going to go down, and that's what they could do before the draft.
All right. Thanks a lot for your time. You always
give
us a lot of it, and we appreciate it.
Thanks.
For more from Vikings.com at the owners' meeting, stay tuned.